The mandolin usually isn't associated with traditional Indian music. In the past, Indian musicians thought the instrument was best restricted to popular fare, such as Bollywood movie soundtracks. But one musician has given the mandolin a new life in India. The World's April Peavy has her story.
U Srinivas was born Upalapo Srinivas in 1969. He picked up the mandolin when he was 6 years old.
A lot of people told me to just change the instrument. I had to really face a lot of criticism and everything. But once I started playing traditional and very difficult ragas, then all the great musicians started accepting me.
He's now in his late 30s, and Srinivas plays the electric mandolin. And guess what? He's one of the most respected musicians in India.
I'm sure if an adult, a 25-year-old person, started playing mandolin, I think he would have found it more difficult being accepted by the traditionalists.
That's music producer Yusuf Gandhi. He got it. He understood the potential this young prodigy had, and he accepted the idea that the mandolin could be played in Indian classical music. In fact, the producer so believed in U Srinivas that he brought him to the West and put him on the same bill as Miles Davis. That was back in the 1980s.
If you met Srinivas at the age of 11 or 12, he was a regular kid. He didn't think he was doing anything great. He thought he was having a good time. For him, it didn't matter. That's why when he was told that, okay, you're going to be playing after Miles Davis, for him it was okay. He was just playing. He wasn't, influenced by people. So it's the same thing with anyone else. If you don't get influenced by what others say, and if you feel you can do it and continue at it, you're going to do it. That's how barriers are broken.
By the time Srinivas was 21, he got the attention of several musicians from both East and West. The late George Harrison was an early fan. Srinivas got to meet the former Beatle at a London venue back in 1990.
I didn't even believe that he's going to be there for the concert. And in the intermission time, he came to backstage and he was asking me how I tune the strings. And he was looking at my instrument suitcase where I kept all my deities. He said, oh, you are getting inspiration from those deities.
Those deities, or deities, have been good to Srinivas for almost four decades. But he hasn't let fame go to his head. He rejects being compared to the likes of George Harrison or the Indian sitar legend Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, I'm very small. They're all gods of music.
Still, it's safe to say that U Srinivas has earned himself and the mandolin a place in the pantheon of Indian music. For The World, I'm April Peavy.
The new CD by U Srinivas is called Samjanitha. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.